Okay, very, very excellent. Let's start in the very bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said as follows. The Gemara taught us, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, I'm on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Lud v'ono v'geach harashim mukapas chomam yos Yeshua ben Nun. These three cities, Lud, Ono, Geach harashim, right, were walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So now the Gemara asks, v'hani Yeshua ben Anu, they were really built in the days of Yeshua, v'an Alfael ben Anu. But the Pasuk Divrei Hayom says his fellow Alfael built them and he lived after Yeshua. Tichsivu v'nei Alfael avar misham u'shmat hubana es onovi es lud uv. So you see that two of the three cities are listed in Divrei Hayom as being built after the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So how exactly could they have been walled cities in the days of Yeshua ben Nun if they weren't built until after Yeshua ben Nun? So the Gemara asks, well, Ulatameich, if we're really going to trust the Tanakh about when these cities are built, so then we have a different pasuk also in Divrei Hayom, which says that Asa ben Anu, it teaches us that King Asa built these very same cities. I'm reading the emendation in the text from the Masoras Hashas, that he built these cities in Yehuda. So who really built these cities? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said they were walled cities days Yeshua ben Nun. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayom says they were built by Alfael after Yeshua. And a different Pasuk in Divrei Hayom says they were built by Asa, which is even after Alfael. So where do these cities come from? And when were these cities built? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you know what happened? Hani mukafas chomam yos Yeshua ben Nun. These cities were walled cities in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Just like Yeshua ben Levi taught. But charub bimei pilegesh begiva. But these cities were in the section of Binyamin. And in the days of the Shoftim, there was a civil war, right, around the events of Pelegish Begiva in the tribe of Binyamin. The tribe of Binyamin lost the civil war, and many of their cities were destroyed. So these cities were destroyed in the days of the Shoftim. And then Alfael came along, and he rebuilt the cities that were built before. We already learned last night that once a city had a walled days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if the wall gets knocked down, we still treat it as a walled city for days of Yeshua ben Nun. So it's all good, it's all fine. Then Hadar Inpul, the cities later fell again. I don't know at what point in history they fell a second time, but Asa Shabtsinu, and then Asa came along and he fixed the cities up a third time. And it appears that this interpretation is correct, because when Asa builds the cities, he says, Nivnes ha'arim ha'ela, let's build these cities. It makes it seem as though that these cities already existed and Asa was just fixing them up. Shmamino, we learn from this that this is correct, and these cities, Lud, Ono, and Geach HaRashim are walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. I did not research whether the Lud in the Gemara is the Lud that we know in Eretz Yisrael today, and whether in Lud today they read on the 15th. Does anybody know? I didn't look it up and I didn't ask. It shouldn't be too difficult for us to figure it out, but I didn't, I did not do the research. Good. The Gemara says as follows. Here we go. Everybody ready? This is it. This is the meat. V'amar Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi taught, Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah. Ladies are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Sha'af hein hoyu b'oso anes. Because they were also involved in the miracle. Pause here for a second and I think I have the time. If you look over here in the Tosfos, Tosfos writes, Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah. Ladies are obligated in the Megillah. Mikan mashma shahan. It sounds like from the Gemara that not only are ladies obligated in the reading of the Megillah, but ladies have the ability to read the Megillah for others, because the general principle is that who's ever obligated in the reading of the Megillah, in the performance of a mitzvah, is capable of fulfilling that mitzvah on behalf of somebody else. So if ladies are obligated in the reading of the Megillah, it should therefore follow that ladies are capable of reading the Megillah, not just that they're obligated, but that they can read the Megillah, right? And Tosus goes a little bit further. Tosus says, where is it? Mashma, go down a few lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. You could read the whole thing if you want. Trust me, I'm not skipping anything. Mashma lahotzi afilu anashim. And it even sounds like ladies can read the Megillah on behalf of men. In fact, this is Rashi's opinion. Rashi believes that that is true. If you look, however, down towards the bottom of the Tosfos, you see that little circle in the beginning of the line. That circle tells you to look in the Gilyon Hashas, but just look at Tosfos over there. Pasku alachos gedolos, but if you look in the Bahag disagrees, and the Bahag writes, the Isha Motzia Mino. Avolo anoshim. The Bahag writes that ladies are capable of reading the Megillah on a halachic level capable, obviously physically capable, but on a halachic level capable of reading the Megillah on behalf of other ladies, avalo anoshim, but not on behalf of men. And the Baal Halachos believes that ladies are obligated in a different level than men. Men are obligated in reading the Megillah. Ladies are obligated in listening to the Megillah, hearing the Megillah, and therefore ladies can read for ladies, but ladies can't read for men. If you have time later, I'm not sure that I have time for it now, but I'll point it out. If you have time later, you can look on the page of the Rush. The Rush writes the same machlokes, and if you look in the Korban Nisanel on the bottom, Korban Nisanel writes that ladies can read for another lady, singular, but he believes that ladies cannot read for groups of ladies. So you have at least three different opinions amongst the Rishonim and the early Achronim with regards to ladies reading the Megillah. You have the opinion of Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that ladies can read the Megillah even for men. You have the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos that ladies can read the Megillah for other ladies, but they can't read the Megillah for men. And you have the opinion of the Korban Nisanel that ladies can read the Megillah for one other lady, but they two, I don't know. He didn't say how many, but he says you can't do Rabim. That's his language. You can't do in Rabim. Where he gets that from, maybe if I have time at the end, I'll do it. I'm not so sure that we will. Let's go back into the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Yeshua ben Levi taught that ladies are obligated in the reading of the Megillah because Afin Oibo Sanes, because they were also involved in the miracle. I should point out this is Machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean that they're involved in the miracle? Rashi's opinion here is, and this is the opinion of the majority of the Rishonim, that Haman's decree was against the ladies also. So they were also involved in the salvation. Tosus here quotes from Rashbam. Rashbam says that it's not that they were involved in the suffering and in the decree, but that they were an integral part in bringing about the miracle. Most of the Rishonim reject the Rashbam's opinion, right? It's obvious by Purim because Esther was one of the key players. But most of the Rishonim reject the Rashbam's opinion because the language in the Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara says, Sha'af hein hoyu b'osanes, which seems to indicate that they were also, not that they were primary, but they were also involved. The majority opinion of the Rishonim means that they were in the decree as well. Good. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught Purim Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, Shoel in v'darshin ben Yano Shel Yom. When Purim falls on Shabbos, so that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, yeah, you have to ask and answer about Purim. You have to learn about Purim. So the Gemara asks, hang on a second, my ear, you Purim, why are you telling me, Yeshua ben Levi, that when Purim falls on Shabbos, you have to learn about Purim? Afilo Yom Tov Nami, that's true about every Yom Tov. Titania, Moshe Tikin Liso, Shu Sholom Vidarshan Bin Yonoshol Yom. Hilchos Pesach Pesach Chotzer Sfeser Sechos Chag Bechag. Right? So on every Yom Tov, you have to learn about the Yom Tov on that Yom Tov. So what's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi talking about? They're telling me, oh, Bichidish, when Purim falls on Shabbos, you have to learn about Purim on that day. New, and when Purim falls on Tuesday, you also have to learn about Purim on that day. And what's special about Purim? Right? Can Purim fall on Tuesday? Whatever. And what's special about Purim? Any Yom Tov, you have to learn about Yom Tov on that day. That's what Moshe already set up. So what's Rabbi Shuban Levi teaching? Since Gemara is looking at the answer. Purim, it's three chalei. No. We have to say special about Purim. Why? Mahu desema nigzor mishum deraba. Ooh, wow. I might have thought like this. I might have thought we're going to learn, not on Sunday. We're going to learn that Rabbah taught that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, because Rabbah was concerned that you might come to carry the Megillah in the Rishos HaRabim. So we might have thought, if I don't read Megillah on Shabbos, maybe I also shouldn't learn Megillah on Shabbos. Because if I was nervous that I would come carry Megillah to read, maybe I'll come carry Megillah to come to learn. I look around the room. I see a bunch of Rebbes carrying Megillahs. No, you see what I did there? Megillah. Yeah, okay, good, right? Right? See, so we might have thought that just like you don't read on Shabbos Megillah for the mitzvah, we also don't learn Megillah on Shabbos Kamashma, and that's not true. And that's where Yeshua ben Levi taught that you do learn about Purim on Purim. Now, what do you learn about Purim on Purim is actually an interesting machlokes arishonim. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says shoal in vidorshin ma'amid in torgamon lifnei achacham lidrosh igeres Purim barabim. What does Rashi think the halacha is that you're supposed to learn? The Megillah. Rashi thinks you're supposed to learn the Megillah. If you look in the other Rishonim, for example, if you look in the Ran, in the back of the Rif, on the side of the Rif, whatever, the Ran thinks that this is talking about the halachos of Purim. It's not talking about the drush of the reading the Megillah and the Rishonim and the Parshanim. It's talking about the halachos. So machlokas are Rishonim. When we say you have to learn about Purim on Purim, what are you supposed to learn? Are you supposed to be learning, halacha? Are you supposed to be learning the Tanakh? He's supposed to be learning the Tanakh. Good. So that's what that's a machlokes Rishonim. Now the Gemara says further. Good. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeah, that's the right place. Chayev Adam Likros Samegillah Balayla Vilishnosa Bayom. A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it during the day. Shene Mar Elokaya Krayomam Vilosune Vilayla Vilodumiali. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech is talking about davening. He's saying that he davens both day and night. And if you look in Chazal thought that this parak in Tehillim was making allusion to Esther. If you look Rashi here, Rashi quotes it a little bit, he's making allusion to Esther. So since this parak in Tehillim is making allusion to Esther, and David HaMelech talks about in this paragraph of Tehillim davening both day and night, so we learn from there that you read the Megillah both day and night. Sover mineilim mikre balayla. When the Talmidim heard this in the yeshiva, they thought that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying that you read the Megillah at night. Vila misna masnis in didei biyamama, and then during the day you don't read the Megillah a second time, but you learn. You learn the Mishnayis. You learn the Gemara of Megillah. Remember the language, right? You have to read it at night. Vilishnosa. That language, lishnosa, right, can be to learn, right? So the Talmidim in the yeshiva, they thought that Rabbi Shulman Levi was saying we read Megillah at night, and then you learn Megillah, Masechta Megillah, during the day. Amarlu Rav Yirmiyah lididi mifarshalei minei de Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Yirmiyah said, no, I learned this halacha Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and he taught me kigon to Amri Incha ever parsha sadov asniyeh. Right? No. It means that I'm going to learn it once and then I'm going to repeat it. So you read the Megillah at night and you read the Megillah a second time during the day. Omar Evchelba or Omar Ula Beira, Chayev Adam Likros Samegillah Balayla Velishnosa Bayom. So Rav Chelbo taught in the name of Ula the same thing, that you read the Megillah at night and then you repeat the Megillah during the day. We don't stop, we do it once and then we continue to do it. There's a very interesting Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Tosfos writes, right, that you read the Megillah at night and then you repeat the Megillah during the day. Tosfos writes that what's interesting about this halacha is that you say Shehechiyanu again during the day. That's a very interesting thing, right? When we sit in the sukkah at night, we sit in the sukkah the next morning, but you don't make Shehechiyanu again the next morning, right? You only make Shehechiyanu on the sukkah once. We read Megillah twice, and we make Shehechiyanu twice. So Tosfos writes, the reason why that's okay is because the real Mikra Megillah is during the day. The real mitzvah Mikra Megillah is during the day. That's what Tosfos says, for a number of different reasons. But Tosfos believes that the real reading of Mikra Megillah is during the day, and that's why we say the Shehechiyanu during the day. One of the major reasons Tosfos thinks is because we link Mikra Megillah with the performance of the Simcha. You remember we learned that on Daf Beis Amud Beis, right? The Gemara was talking about doing it on different days, right? We read the Megillah 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. The Gemara says, good, that's good by Mikra Megillah. What about doing the holiday? So the Gemara said, Iskish Zechira Liyitzia. You remember that? We linked the reading with the Simcha. So Tosfos uses the same argument here. And Tosfos says, when is the real Simcha of Purim? The real Simcha of Purim is during the day. The real Seuda of Purim is during the day. Matanos Levionim is during the day. Mishloach Manos is during the day. So if everything is during the day, so then Mikra Megillah is during the day also. So that's the main reading of the Mikra Megillah. The Rambam Paskins, however, that is not correct. The Rambam Paskins that you do not repeat the Shehechiyanu, and the Rambam thinks that you only say Shehechiyanu at night. I do not know what they do in the Kehilas Farad, right? It would be interesting to find out. But our Ashkenazi practice certainly is that we repeat the Shehechiyanu both night and during the day. And most probably it's because of this where the thought that the major reading of the Megillah is during the day and not the reading that you do at night. Good. Oh, also, if you look in the Rush over here, he writes something astonishing. The Rush, Tosfos does not say this, but the Rush writes, in trying to prove this point, that when we said that the Bnei HaKfarim, they come in Liyom HaKnisa, you remember that? So they'll read on day 11, 12, 13. Well, did they come the night before, or they only came during the day? The Rush says they only came during the day. They didn't read it at night. They only read it during the day. And that was all right, because the real reading of the Megillah is during the day. This is one of the Rush's proofs for this theory of the Tosfos. So we read it at night, but the opinion of the Tosfos is that it is the major reading is the one that we read during the day. Good. Let's read a little bit more Gemara. If I have extra time, I'll come back. The Gemara says as follows, two dots on the bottom. Ela shakfarim akdim in liyom haknisa. Right? So we the Bnei HaKfarim, the villagers, they come earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, on the day of the gathering, right? Thursdays or Monday. So the sages were lenient on the villagers so that they can come on Liyom HaKnisa. We learn this Gemara all the way Beis Amad Aleph, right? Why? So that they can bring water and food for the people who live in the cities, right? Because they don't grow all that good stuff in the city. They grow it all out in the sticks and then they import it into the cities. So in order to let them bring it into the city, so we allow them to read Megillah early. So it sounds like, Lameimra, turn a page over, Jim. It sounds like we're trying to help the people in the cities, right? That's what it sounds like, right? Why can the villagers read it on 11, 12, 13? Why can they read it early on the Yom HaKnisa? Because they bring food and water and whatnot to the people in the big city. It sounds like we're trying to help the people in the city. But then why would it make sense? We said if the 14th falls on Monday, so then the villagers read on that day. But why should that be? They should read on the Thursday before so that they can bring food and water for the people in the big city to celebrate Purim. So Havalu Asara, the Gemara says, no, you can't do that because the Thursday before would be the 10th, and the 10th is too early. Asara lo takinu rabbanon, the 10th is too early. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you got me. But Toshma, Cholios b'chamishi, what happens if the 14th falls on Thursday? Kfar v'yorsk those korim b'bayom. So the villagers and the people in the big cities, they read that day on Thursday. V'im iso alikadmu liyom haknisa de'acharasaru. But Monday is the 11th, so why don't the villagers read on the 11th, and then they could bring food and drink on Thursday for the people in the big cities. Miyom HaKnisa, Miyom HaKnisa, lo dachinu. So the Gemara says, no, because we allow them to come in on the Yom HaKnisa, 11, 12, 13, right? But we won't switch from Thursday to Monday. It's just too confusing, because we know they always read on the Yom HaKnisa. If Thursday is the Yom HaKnisa, so they don't go back to the Yom HaKnisa before. But now look what the Gemara says. Tashma, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Saivim, Makum, Shenichas, Vashenim, Vachamisha, Makum, Shenichas, Vashenim, Vachamisha, Yen, Koron, Osal, Bismana, right? That when is it that we'll read on 11, 12, 13? Only on places where they have a market day on Monday or Thursday. But if they don't have a regular market day, it's not set like that, so then they can't read earlier. They can only read on the 14th. And if really we're trying to help the people in the big cities, why would they lose out? It just because there's not a regular market on Monday and Thursday, why would they lose out? They need to have their food for the holiday. So the Gemara answers, Lo tema kidei sheyaspiku mayim mazon. Don't think so that they can bring food and drink for the people in the big cities. We're not trying to help the people in the big cities. Ella ema mipnei shemisapkin mayim mazon lechem shemekam. Since they're coming in anyway to bring food and drink, so we're lenient on the villagers and we allow them to read on Monday or Thursday when they're coming in anyway. But if they're not coming in anyway, because they don't have that kind of market set up, so then there's no reason to read early, and you can't read on 11, 12, 13. You have to read on the 14th. Okay, good. We'll stop here for tonight.